101 WIXX, Green Bay's Packers radio network station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
And Rodgers stands alone in the gun. And the snap. Throws right side, making the catch. Lazard, diving, pylon, touchdown! And there it is. Number 443, the historic milestone in an iconic career for a legendary franchise, Aaron Rodgers, the most prolific touchdown passer in Green Bay Packers history.
You know, Wayne, as football fans, I would say we're pretty darn blessed to be able to watch and see what we've been experiencing the last couple of years. Huh? It's amazing.
It is amazing. And really the last 30 years, when you put those two quarterbacks, Rodgers and Favre, back-to-back, it's an incredible run. And I know people will say, well, the Niners had Montana and Young, but they had them for a much shorter window than the Packers have had their two great quarterbacks. And you got to keep pinching yourself, Murph. I mean, this stuff doesn't last forever, although it seems like it has to fans like Chicago and in Minnesota.
You know, they showed a graphic last night on the game to Washington. They had three actually pretty good quarterbacks in a row, ending with Joe Theismann. But it's been since Joe Theismann, since they've really had a phenomenal quarterback to lead the team. You don't really, like you say, you should appreciate what we've got, because not many teams get to experience it.
You know, and it's Aaron and then Devontae Adams. And he later completed a touchdown pass, actually two of them, to Adams, Murph, and became the all-time leading touchdown combination in Packers history, which says a lot. You know, when you've got Don Hutson and James Lofton and Sterling Sharp and Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb and all those great receivers, you know, for that combination, that we really have to appreciate what we have right now. For the next 2 weeks, at least, and then into the playoffs. But it really is special. And there will come a day when we'll all be sitting there saying, gosh, I that went by so fast.
Yep, no doubt. You know, speaking of going by fast, it seems like several days since we played some football. Let's go back and talk about a couple of things. First of all, Wayne, who helps coach with his challenge calls? Or should somebody? There was a couple of really bad challenge calls the other night, which didn't make a lot of sense. So is he getting something in his ear from somebody, or is he just saying, hey, I see something there?
No, they have a personnel upstairs. Actually, they're in the booth right next to us in the coach's booth that advise him on that. They look at the replays really closely. They feel like if there's a chance, then they phone down to the head coach and say, hey, you know, maybe you should challenge this or that type of thing. Also, the head coach, you know, with the scoreboards they have now in stadiums, can look up on the stadium scoreboard, and if they're replaying that particular play, get a good look at it from where he is on the sidelines. And then, Murph, I think it's that combination. And then sometimes a coach will just say, I'm going to challenge this, given the situation, whatever. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a gut type of thing. But it didn't go well the other night. Yeah, you're right.
No, it didn't. Hey, let's talk about Alan Lazard a little bit. There's some mention that he maybe is the best blocking wide receiver in the NFL. He is really solid, isn't he?
He's great in terms of blocking out there. And there are a couple of things. Number one, he's got the size to do it. And number two, he has the desire to do it. And, he kind of came up through the ranks. So, you know, you had to play special teams if you're Alan Lazard. You had to block for others mm-hmm. if you're Alan Lazard. And now he's catching the football, obviously, as he has the last couple of years. But those other traits don't go away. And, he's just a consummate professional out there. The other thing, Murph, that you're seeing is that Aaron Rodgers has said this, and now he's proving it by throwing the football to Alan Lazard in certain key situations when Devontae's getting double-teamed and sometimes triple-teamed. Lazard, MVS, those are the guys who pop open, and Rodgers has no hesitation to throw the ball at Alan Lazard. His probably most notable play was toward in the second half of the Rams playoff game last January when he, caught the game-clinching touchdown.
He's kind of taken that position over from Randall Cobb a little bit. There was a little bit of concern what was going to happen when Randall went down. Are you hearing anything on Randall, how his rehab is going and where he's at?
You know what? No news is good news in a situation like that usually. And from what I understand, everything's progressing fine. The hope is he'll be back and ready to go for the playoffs. Time will tell on that, but that's the hope, and I know that's what Randall wants, because you talk about last dance. This is a special moment for these players, and Randall Cobb and Aaron Rodgers, you know, would like nothing more than one more playoff run together because they've had a storied career together over the years.
Absolutely. 7:33 WIXX talking football with Wayne. Quick timeout. More Wayne Larrabee coming up on IXX.
Back to talking football with Wayne Larrabee
on the Murphy in the Morning Show
on WIXX.
And here's the snap. Blitz on. Left the middle. Touchdown. Devontae Adams. Rodgers and Adams. 9-yard touchdown hookup. And they have become the most productive touchdown tandem in Packers history. 66th time they've hooked up.
You know, Wayne, you mentioned it earlier. It's such a great combination, and there's been a lot of angst in terms of whether Aaron's going to come back next year, but Devontae Adams is someone else that we need to come back next year, isn't it?
Well, you'd love to see it. In a best-case scenario, see them both come back and continue to do it for this franchise. In Devontae's the best receiver in the game, and I know Cooper Kupp was playing yesterday in Minnesota and all that, and he's great too, but Devontae over the stood the test of time, and the best receiver in the game, you'd like to see, hopefully they could work things out, but we also know the realities of the salary cap in this day and age, and so, we have to just focus on what we've got left, Murph, which is two more regular season games, and hopefully a long run into the playoffs.
And speaking of Aaron, hopefully he can get through this. You know, he got his toe stepped on several times the other night. Can they put a steel toe in that thing to protect it?
Yeah, they talked about that. Aaron talked about that, and I guess it would be too restrictive, which is also part of the reason why they held off on surgery, because that would be restrictive as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's trying to play through it, but yeah, you're right. And of course, it's a football game, so you're going to get your foot stepped on.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. But, what's amazing about it, Murph, is you see him on the sidelines. I'm sure the TV cameras show him limping and in pain and that type of thing. But at the snap of the ball, if you didn't know he was injured, you'd have no idea.
No, he seems to move pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah, when he needs to, he moves. And, he's tough as nails. That's a testament to him. And part of the greatness of Rodgers and Brett Favre has been their toughness and how often they answer the bell. You know what I mean? You just don't get players that great that have that kind of durability or longevity. And that's what's so fantastic about those two.
Talking with Wayne Larrabee, WIXX, we're talking football. Let's talk about defense a little bit, and I know that it's concerning all of a sudden to some people, and the run defense in particular. You have to give some credit to Cleveland because they are a very good run offense, but boy, that was a lot of yards we gave up the other night.
You know, Murph, it was really concerning, and it's a trend we've seen, and, Larry and I talk about this on the broadcast a lot. At this time of year, people say, well, they're ranked number 9 in defense or number 8 in run defense. That kind of, that's a compilation of everything over the course of the season. At this time of year, what you want to focus on is what are these teams today? And that's where we get into trends. And the trend has not been good, unfortunately, for this defense since the start of the Minnesota game in Minneapolis 5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Against Cleveland, what's been really alarming for the most part this season, the Packers have been solid against the run. But the Browns ran the ball and ran it tremendously effectively, both in the first half, but especially in the second half. 16 rushing attempts, 151 yards. That's 9.4 yards of carry in the second half alone. So, yeah, Nick Chubb is a great back. He's a pro bowler. But nonetheless, you want a little bit – you're going to need a lot more out of your defense as we go forward to January than what we've seen the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, listen, by the way, the temperature for the game this weekend, Vikings going to be coming to town. It's a Sunday night game, 10 degrees. It sounds like. That's during the day.
That's during the day, yeah. And the game's at night, so it could get a little chillier than that.
Throw an extra pair of skivvies,
like
the Wayne.
You got a home team coming into that kind of weather.
I think you got to like that one a little bit, don't you? Listen, my friend, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week here in WIXX. All right, bud?
All right, sounds good, Murph. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Wayne. That's going to do it for Talking Football here on IXX. You've been-